Reflections with Marilyn Baker. Brought to you by Torch Trust, the Christian organization with a vision for people with sight loss.
Hello and welcome to Reflections, the programme from Torch Trust. I'm your host, Marilyn Baker, and I'll be with you for the next 15 minutes. Are you loving the tennis at Wimbledon? You may remember last year, Sheila Armstrong asked Simon McFarland all about blind tennis. When she found out that some of his players had reached the World Blind Tennis Championships in April, she realised it was time for an update. First, let's hear from one of Simon's star players, Debbie Shaw.
Great to have you both on again. So, Debbie, let's start with you this time. Now, you did manage to get to the World Championships, which was great, and you won your first match. How did it feel?
Well, first of all, qualifying for the World Championships to me was a dream come true. I never imagined that I would get there. Winning my first match was amazing. I just was so ecstatic coming off the court. I just felt wonderful.
Great. Well, you know, I was absolutely delighted when I heard you'd won one. So, but you didn't win them all. What do you feel you learned from the ones that you didn't win?
I think really what I need to improve on would be fitness. Also, I need to improve on serves.
Would you do it all again if you got another chance to get into the World Championships?
Oh, I would be over the moon if I qualified for next year, but it's a long way off and there's going to be a lot of training involved beforehand, a lot of work to be put in by us all.
Now, Simon, how do you feel your players did in general, apart from Debbie, or you know the others as well as Debbie?
They're all doing fantastic. Even the guys who didn't make the team. You know, we have, when everyone turns up at the same time, we have 12 in our Belfast group here at Windsor Lawn Tennis Club, and 5 of those 12 made the Ireland team, which is a fantastic achievement. Out of those 5, every single one of them won a match at the World Championships. Well, which is just fantastic for themselves, and then the biggest thing was that they now know what they have to do as individuals in terms of if they ever want to beat people at the very, very top of their categories. You know, they experienced, for example, you know, Debbie experienced playing against the lady that got the silver medal, for example, and that would really then opened up to Debbie what she would need to do if she wanted to be the silver medalist.
You've been blogging about a project for blind children playing tennis in India. Could you tell us a bit about that, please, Simon?
Oh yeah, I was approached at the start of the year there to go over to Delhi in India, and first of all to train coaches in blind tennis. So India has approximately 22 million blind people, which is a crazy statistic. You know, there's only I always related to Northern Ireland here, where there's 1.8 million population. So, if you say that's nearly 20 times of Northern Ireland are all blind, then it's quite an alarming statistic. And part of the problem over there is they have no help, so they have no canes, they have no guide dogs. So after I trained the coaches, because the coaches had never been trained in the blind tennis, we then bought the players the next day, and the players are arriving in sixes and sevens, like a bit like a conga line is the way I like to say it. And if the first person hit something, they told the other six what they hit. That was their cane or their guide dog, which is scary, but they found a way to kind of be quite independent. Mm-hmm. When they were running on a tennis court, and you know, most of these guys were B1 level, which is mean completely no sight. And when they were running on a tennis court, then they were quite independent for themselves, because they weren't too scared to run. They've had all their scary times, and they're not afraid to hit anything in front of them.
You've said in your blog that people can help. How can they do that?
There's different ways to help. If you already know or live in India, obviously you can donate to your local blind schools, or if you go on my my blog, and even have a read of it, because it's very interesting to read. It's
it certainly is. I'd agree with that.
SHMCFA86.SIMPLESITE.com, and that's the site where you can read about the blog, and at the end it tells you how you could maybe help if you want to donate some money or resources. Even they're looking, you know, blind tennis balls, for example, or tennis rackets. It costs about £240 to put one child through a year of primary school in India for the blind. And that includes they stay overnight, accommodation, food, medical expenses, and everything. So it's not really that large of an amount when you think about it in terms of you know, UK money. But for £240, you can basically look after one child. They leave their home in the middle of India, and they usually never really see their parents again.
Have you had any updates since you've been over there?
They're quite slow in developing stuff in India. So there's more people playing now and more areas. So they've started a group in Mumbai, which is in the south of India as well, which is great. So actually, I say they're quite slow, but they've got about 45 players playing in total, which in relation to Ireland is big, but in relation to their 22 million people, it's not that much. So they could definitely expand further, but they just need to set up their own structure. So they're trying to join the International Association at the minute, and then they can do things properly from there, and they're hoping to have their first national tournament at the end of June.
Well, that sounds really great, really promising. And of course, we wish them all the best as well. And thank you very much for coming on.
Well, that Indian project really sounds worthwhile, and I'll give you the details again at the end of the programme. Blind tennis, though, is being played all around the UK, and Sheila called Emma Mead from Cambridge to see how she's been finding the game as a blind player.
So, Emma, thanks for coming on. I understand that you play blind tennis. When did you start playing?
It was in... It was in 2012. I'd been to an RNIB members forum, and they had a taster session, and I thought, well, I'll just have a go, because I've never considered myself a sports person. And I was with a disability coach, and he kept pointing to the person who was running the workshop, saying, get that one. And he seemed to think I would be quite good. A workshop was started in Cambridge, where I live. And so, again, it started with a couple of taster sessions. And I continued, although the dream was over very quickly. I found out that I was not very good at all.
Oh. But you've carried on with it anyway.
I have carried on.
What do you like about tennis?
I like the social interaction, because obviously you're playing. There's you and there's your opponent, and of course you take it in turns to play with each one. As a result of that, you make friends. I knew one or two people already, but that cemented the friendships of the people I know, and have made new friends, so that's very good. It's now my main form of exercise, apart from walking, because it keeps you fit, because you're bending your knees on the return of serve. You have to bend your knees. You're moving from left to right to left, from left to right.
Now, you do go along to the Cambridge Torch group, and also you go to church. Do you think tennis has taught you any lessons about your faith and your following of Jesus Christ?
Yes, it has. It's there's a verse in the letter of James, chapter 1, verse 4, and it says, let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The older translations have it as patience, and that is something that I've learned. I used to think of patience as if you were getting on with a difficult person without losing your temper. But I think tennis has taught me that it's carrying on in the struggle, not giving up. Because there was a time, I remember, that I had a particularly bad session, and I was being taught so many things in so many different ways, and I thought, I'm giving up, and they wouldn't let me give up. The group didn't want me to give up. So I kept on, because it's so easy to say, oh, I don't want to do this. It would be easy just to say no. But I kept on going, and I think it took about a year when the breakthrough came, and we actually had our second Cambridge tournament, and I actually won the B1 women's medal.
Brilliant. I was going to ask you how many you've really won.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then it hasn't happened since, because the game is developing and the rules are changing. Yes.
And the others are getting better as well, I suppose.
That's right. That's
a problem.
That's what's happening.
Yes. I'm sure that everything will go really well, whether you win or not. It's playing that counts, as they say, isn't it?
It is, and it's great enjoyment. And the support, I mean, there's that lovely verse in Hebrews about, you know, let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, looking to Jesus. And another benefit that is the support when you've run a race, or you're doing something, and people go, Emma, Sheila.
Well, I've never had that.
And that will be going on, you know, down here, and also, you know, up in heaven. Those who've gone before.
Indeed.
Who know you.
A great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on to success.
That's right. That's
absolutely
the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks for that, Emma. That's really great, and we do wish you every success on earth as well as later on.
Oh, thank you very much, Sheila. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Just to remind you of Simon's details on the Indian project, you can email him, simon@windsortennis.co.uk. For anything else, do get in touch with us. You can call us free on 0333 123 1255. That's 0333 123 1255. Or email info@torchtrust.org. You can also find us online at torchtrust.org or on Facebook and Twitter by searching for Torch Trust. And don't forget, you can listen again from the Torch Trust website or search for Torch Trust wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, from me and everyone on the Reflections team, goodbye and God bless.
Reflections from Torch Trust.